when you moved from Ontario to Saskatchewan, you moved from the existing farm situation in Ontario and Quebec to the Western farm system, which you were somewhat familiar with because of your upbringing. But what did you learn about the Western farm system and its differences to where you spent your first years of your career?
I would, you know, that's going back quite a few years, so, you know, bear with me.
I know, I'm amazed at how much people can remember. Asked myself about my career, I wouldn't be so able to answer the question, so I understand.
I mean, the environments were very different. You know, Ontario was not nearly as export-driven or dependent. It had, and today it's large, it's, you know, today it would be largely, it's a domestic production. It's a domestic, your end customers are all domestic customers. So, you know, the nature of that business was different because of that, compared to 70% needing to find its way out in Western Canada. You know, the marketplace was very different. It's much smaller, but you know, the geographic areas were smaller, the number of players, but also the total volume, the number of acres that were under production for corn and beans and wheat was much smaller than, you know, the, what do we have, sort of that 70 or 80 million acres, right, and, you know, of Canada, most of that being Western Canada. So understand significantly different dynamic and a much freer environment to operate, if you will, right, compared to here, because you didn't have to worry about working with the railroads and getting an allocation of a scarce resource being rail cars. That was never an issue in Western Canada because it largely moved by truck. And you know that. So the regulation on operation was very different. So you moved to Western Canada, and that would probably answer your question. The biggest learning was how do you, in those years, how do you operate in a very regulated environment? You know, whether it be on access to rail cars or working with the Canadian Wheat Board that controlled, you know, all of the flow of wheat and barley that were being exported, which in those years would have been the majority of production, right? There is, you know, canola was not nearly what it is today. So it was that particular piece that said, how do you succeed and how do you help your farm customers succeed in an environment that clearly you'd call it regulated, but it's like this is what you're dealt. Figure out how to succeed in it, right? That was the biggest learning that had to happen. Mm-hmm.